You are listening to Eye on the Valley with Surjeet and Ali. I'm Ali Laube, and you just heard our interview with Ward Draper, founder of the 5 and 2 Ministries in Abbotsford. Draper's day-to-day may not have changed drastically when the pandemic hit, but Jennifer McEwen's did. As the executive director for the Downtown Abbotsford Business Association, she saw business owners thrown into crisis when the public health orders demanded that they close their doors. Many of them moved online, but heading into the holiday season, she says Valley residents should be shopping local and staying in the loop about what their community and economy needs. Here is our conversation.
What I wanted to start off with is asking you about how the COVID-19 pandemic has changed what your day-to-day work looks like.
As soon as March hit, it was an immediate reaction by myself, and then I learned later the Abbotsford Chamber of Commerce, both have membership-based business support. We just found that we were trying to understand the impact to our business immediately, try to get the resources to our businesses immediately. And that created a whirl of activity. We now just look at our businesses to provide them the resources that they need, but listening to them really intently as to how this whole thing has impacted them and what are their needs and how do we network, how do we get together and how do we help them? So that's constantly. I mean, yes, we always did that, but there were always initiatives in the background going on. And this was a more hands-on direct call, like, talk to them, see what's going on and understanding them better in a very fast way.
You mentioned that the needs changed, like people's needs changed. What do you mean by that?
Maybe not the needs, but the prioritization of their needs changed immediately. It wasn't how we were going to get the customer. It was how are we going to pay next month's rent with no customer? Yeah. And that was really what we were both hearing loud and clear. And so when I spoke with Katerina Anastasiadis from the chamber, she and I were both hearing the same thing. How are we paying the next month's rent? We have no idea. Our customers are gone. We have no income. You know, both she and I had talked about that and we're just saying, okay, well, what are you doing? What am I doing? You know, and we just started to think that pooling our resources and helping both our membership-based businesses was most important.
Could you explain to our listeners, how many members does the Downtown Business Association currently have?
We currently have just under 200 members as businesses, and then we have an additional 100 members as property owners. So to be a member in the ADBA, you need to be a business owner or property owner, have a business license, I should say.
Okay. I assume that having these restrictions on how many people can be in a building at one time has affected your customer-based business model?
It really varies. And this is what's so highly specialized in our reaction to this too, is because it varies so much of how it has impacted each sector. For instance, the restaurants, reducing their size of seating to 25% at the beginning, that really affected, especially some of our smaller restaurant businesses. They're really hugely impacted. That affected their bottom line. Then for some people, just having 5 people in a store at the same time, that's their maximum. Then they have to add staff in order to monitor that. That was a huge impact for them. Not only are their PPE costs has gone up, but their staffing sometimes in some of the retail spaces had actually gone up because they needed to have more staff. Mm-hmm. So that was a difficulty for some. Some of the service-oriented companies, maybe not as much, just became appointment-based because of the guidelines and restrictions. But I think the highest impact was probably the restaurant. As I talked one-on-one with many of our business owners, it's interesting to know that some of them actually have done better. I don't know if you've been hearing that, but some of them, because they've had to pivot in a different direction, which actually became more successful for them, or they had to look at some of their operations, how could they be more efficient, and that affected their bottom line. So in actuality, some people have been telling me they've done better.
That's wonderful to hear, actually.
Yes, it is. I know, it's so encouraging.
We've heard about programs that the federal government and provincial government has put out there to help every sector imaginable, you know, from the unemployed to tourism to everything you can think of. mm-hmm. Has the Downtown Business Association and the clients you serve mm-hmm. Tapped into some of these resources?
Yeah, good question. So I wanted to know that. I wanted to understand that kind of data. In April, we put out a survey, and 85% of the business owners at that time that responded to our survey had tapped into government funding and found that was going to be really their saving grace. And that's in at that time, 50% of them were really afraid that they were going to have to close their doors permanently. Mm-hmm. That's huge. That's a huge impact to our SMEs.
How long do you think some of your businesses can actually last if this pandemic continues to rage out of control without any end in sight?
It's hard to say. I really, I'm a little afraid for our small businesses right now. And, you know, for us in the downtown area, you know, the film industry has opened up again, and actually BC is really a hot place for them to be coming up, and they're doing their 2-week quarantine and coming mm-hmm. up and starting film productions. And we've had no reduction in filming. And why I bring that up is because filming has a huge impact for us in the downtown area, especially during COVID, because it actually helps our businesses. So many times our film productions do have to kind of take over our streets, and we have to really, really effectively manage the operations of that for customers to be able to access our businesses. But during COVID, a lot of our businesses have gone online with many of their sales. And so the street activities less, but when the film production come in, they pay our businesses to be there. They pay for the use of their, you know, if their signs are going to be in the filming, they pay them. So it actually has really helped our businesses.
How has your small businesses adapted to the new model?
Yeah, so at the beginning, it was a pretty quick, adapter or be left behind, basically. So we even saw places like our bakeries doing their business through online sales, which is quite a different way. We would never expect that. I think the ones that pivoted very fast and got their online sales going, it really helped them. And that could have been the saving grace for many of them. Here is the aspect of online business that is really not so great. And it really kind of speaks to the brand of who we are in the downtown core. And that is, our business owners love their customers. They love getting to know their customers, and our customers like to know who owns that business. So who are the owners of Spruce Collective? And I know them by name, and I follow them on Instagram, and there's a connection there. Mm-hmm. So when everybody went online, I heard that people actually miss their customers. They miss that interaction. Of course, we miss social interaction because we're social beings, but they really did miss that. They were thankful for the online sales, but at the same time, they really did miss their customers, and they missed their neighbors.